Mark and John the Baptist. Mark 1, or 2, 2 to 3. No, I'm sorry. Mark 1, 2 to 3. Mark cites Old Testament passages that Mark says are prophesying about John the Baptist, particularly the third and fourth chapters of Malachi. I preached about that. Here's the question. Would they have known that? So here's Mark writing around 64 AD, and he says, John, here's what he did, and that's a fulfillment of Malachi 3 and 4, and he also mentions Isaiah. But would you have gotten that at the time? Most did not. It does seem that Jesus expected that they should. Jesus' treatment of it, as we'll see, is that it was reasonable that they would, that he's Elijah to come. And it seems like John said things that are not in the Bible. John, and particularly, what I'm thinking of particularly is the relationship of John the Baptist to Jesus, which is what's the prophecy about. So I think it's entirely possible that most of the people around John did not connect the dots with Malachi 3 and Malachi 4. But John himself, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. John 3, 16 to the end of the chapter, is him using language about Jesus. So Mark doesn't put in a mark, but there is language elsewhere that John gave information about this. But here's the real answer. The connection between John the Baptist and the Old Testament prophecies about him seems to have been most useful to those disciples who were already following Jesus. And so we learn about them as Jesus is telling it to people who are already following him. Oh, by the way, John is that Elijah to come in Malachi chapter 4. Jesus, they started following, and we don't read a lot of, I can't think of anything, but there might be something. We don't read of people following Jesus because of who John was. Jesus goes to Nazareth and he preaches in the synagogue. He goes he calls his disciples out of their boats. He heals people. That's how people are coming to Jesus. But after they do, he teaches them, and one of the things he teaches them is how to understand John the Baptist. Now, Mark's own theological perspective almost certainly comes from Peter. So you're like, where's Mark getting this from? From Peter. Where'd Peter get it from? From Jesus. And so this is a particular of the broader genus of how do the apostles know, or as some people would say, who gets to decide that these prophecies are fulfilled in the coming of Jesus? And the answer is Jesus. And what you get, particularly in the book of Acts, so many sermons which are saying this prophecy was fulfilled, you go, where did they get that? The 40-day seminary course that Jesus gave them very clearly had a great emphasis on how prophecy was fulfilled in various events of his first coming, especially his cross and resurrection. And so the apostles, they get this information, and when Mark is writing this in AD 64, he's reflecting that biblical theological grid that he got from Peter, who got it from Jesus. He's been hearing this his whole Christian life, and so he writes it in his gospel. Now, that's not the same as the people who were there with John understanding it. The Bible doesn't give us, I don't think that's generally what we see going on. I think John did connect the dots between himself and Jesus in a variety of ways, but Jesus later says to his disciples who are already following him, oh, by the way, John is the Elijah who was to come.